From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington. Brexit is on. With the largest voter turnout in 30 years, UK voters decided they want out of the European Union, as VOA's Luis Ramirez reports from London.
Britain makes a historic decision to leave the European Union in a referendum that stoked passions on issues of immigration and sovereignty and prompted Prime Minister David Cameron to announce his resignation.
The British people have made a very clear decision to take a different path. And as such, I think the country requires fresh leadership to take it in this direction.
Cameron said that transition should happen in October. The man who led the Leave campaign, former London Mayor Boris Johnson, also of Cameron's Conservative Party, is widely expected to replace him as Prime Minister. With all ballots counted, the Leave cause won by more than a million votes, or nearly 52%. The news prompted a negative reaction in Asian markets, and the British pound tumbled to a three-decade low. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, London.
The decision is also prompting a negative reaction among some world leaders. European Council President Donald Tusk calling it a mistake to leave the EU, which is the world's largest single market, and NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg expressing confidence in the decision.
The UK will remain a strong and committed NATO ally, and it will continue to play its leading role in our alliance. Today, as we face more instability and more uncertainty, NATO is more important than ever.
French President François Hollande says he regrets the loss. German Chancellor Angela Merkel called it also a blow to the European unification process. President Obama was supportive. This is VOA News. A deadlocked U.S. Supreme Court on Thursday thwarted President Barack Obama's plan to defer deportation of millions of undocumented immigrants. The 4-4 decision left in place a lower court decision that rejected an Obama bid to set a new immigration policy by executive order after Congress failed to pass comprehensive immigration changes. President Obama was admittedly disappointed and spoke to reporters in the White House briefing room.
Pretending we can deport 11 million people or build a wall without spending tens of billions of dollars of taxpayer money is abetting what is really just factually incorrect. It's not going to work. It's not good for this country.
President's setback comes as the Supreme Court lacks a ninth judge to break a tie. Mr. Obama has nominated a judge, but so far the Republican-controlled Senate has refused to consider the nomination. Fierce fighting erupted in eastern Afghanistan after militants linked to Islamic State staged coordinated overnight attacks on Afghan security forces' outposts and civilian areas. At least 30 IS militants are dead, several others wounded, according to provincial government spokesman, who also confirmed the loss of 3 civilians, including 2 women, that were also killed, while 12 more were wounded. The United Nations is dismissing Pakistan's contention that Afghan refugees have become a source of terrorism in the country, urging the host government not to adopt rushed solutions for sending the displaced population back to Afghanistan. Afghans in Pakistan are the second highest refugee population in the world, most having fled the Soviet invasion in 1979. United Nations Special Envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, says talks about a transition, a political transition in Syria, need a boost. De Mistura said he hoped the negotiations could start soon, but he explained they depend on humanitarian conditions and the security situation in Syria. Jan Egeland is a special assistant to de Mistura for humanitarian assistance for Syrians who are caught in the civil war, and the push by Islamic State to establish a caliphate.
We have so far this month been able to reach 8 out of the 18 besieged areas. We hope to reach at least 7 more in the next week.
Egeland and de Mistura spoke at a United Nations meeting in Geneva on the future of Syria. And the U.S. Senate has reached a deal on labeling foods with genetically modified ingredients just 1 week before a harsher GMO law takes place in effect in the northeastern state of Vermont. Federal legislation won't be approved by the House of Representatives until members return from summer recess on July 5th. But if passed, the law would supersede Vermont's law, establishing a rule that is easier for food companies to meet. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.